Hello, my name is Andrew Brown. I work for the City of London Information Centre and I'm standing right now in St Mary Aldermanbury Garden, which is just across the road from the north entrance to the Guildhall. Now, it's St Mary Aldermanbury Garden because it used to be St Mary Aldermanbury Church, but the church isn't here anymore. So if you come here, what you'll see is the ground plan of a church, the base of the pillars of a church, but not the actual church. Because, uniquely, after being damaged in the Second World War, the Church of St Mary Aldermanbury was shipped off in its entirety to Fulton in Missouri, and it's now in a place called Westminster College in commemoration of a speech Winston Churchill gave there at just after the end of the Second World War, which was apparently the first recorded time he ever used the words Iron Curtain. So it's known as the Iron Curtain speech. I can't tell you what the tree is that's growing out of the middle of what was once the nave of the church, because I don't know anything about the names of trees, although it is very tall and very nice, and it's affording lovely shade on this nice sunny May morning. But I can tell you some stuff about some of the parishioners of the church and some of the things you might see if you come here. So it is basically just a lawn laid out in the footings of the church, and there's various people who work around here and some builders just having I don't know if it's an early lunch, 11s is something like that. And if you go from the street end up to the white building at the other end, then there's a little plaque commemorating Westminster College and the speech Winston Churchill gave. But when you get to that plaque, you may be assailed by a singular aroma, because we are about 5 metres from the windows at the back of the City of London Police House stables. It's also why if you hear horses, you're not imagining them. There are stables just at the back of where the church garden is. If you actually look at the plaque, you can see what the church used to look like. And it's fairly typical for a Christopher Wren church, which is to say that he built about 50-odd of them in the City of London, and they all had a very similar sort of plan, built on an originally 12th century church. So what's left here is probably some of the 12th century footings from the columns, and there's the odd gravestone and stuff. If you turn left and go up the little steps, then I'm sure somebody who knows lots about trees will tell you that the one on the right is very nice, but I don't. And then there's a quite nice square sort of laid out garden thing that again, I'm not quite sure about. However, if at the top of the steps you turn left again, you'll see a bust of a somewhat familiar face, because it's William Shakespeare. He wasn't a parishioner here. He did live at one point quite close to this church in Silver Street around the corner, which is now sort of under London Wall, the street. But the reason that his bust is here is because two of his contemporaries and fellow actors, guys called Heming and Condell, were the ones responsible for the publishing of Shakespeare's works. When he was alive, copyright laws weren't sufficiently stringent, so that had Shakespeare published his own works, somebody could have just copied them and said, well, and then printed them as their own. But after he died, Heming and Condell realised that there wasn't a printed edition of what he'd written, and they collected up all the ones they could find, and they published them, and that's what the first folio of Shakespeare is. And there's a copy in the Guildhall Library, which is rather excellent. They were parishioners here. I think they may have been church wardens here, I'm not entirely sure. And it's basically thanks to them that we have any good versions of Shakespeare plays at all, because the only other versions we had were ones that were written down by people in the audience at the time, and they were terrible. They were sort of trying to take that in some sort of shorthand, sort of to be or is that the question, not sure what the question is, that kind of thing. Whereas now we actually know what he was saying, more or less. It is a very nice sort of relaxing space. It's quite close to some very busy streets, but because it's shielded by tall-ish buildings, although not obsessively, massively tall buildings, it's really quite quiet. And that's why people come here and just sort of sit down on the benches and eat their lunch. Probably mostly oblivious to the fact that they're sitting in a churchyard, except for the name suggests it. But that's exactly what it is.